I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, August 2016. Canada Electronic Travel Authorization Period of Leniency ends soon. The end of the period of leniency for those requiring an electronic travel authorization, or an ETA, when entering Canada is fast approaching. The new requirement came into effect on March 15, 2016, but the Canadian government introduced a period of leniency until September 29, 2016. After that date, individuals traveling to Canada by air from a visa-exempt country will require an ETA. The requirement applies to individuals directly visiting Canada or passing through Canada in transit. Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and U.S. citizens do not require an ETA. However, U.S. permanent residents or green card holders do require an ETA. Those applying for an ETA will require a valid passport or a travel document if you are arriving from the USA. You will also need a credit card to pay the $7 fee, and you must have a valid email address. It is important to note that a number of fake ETA websites have sprung up since the government introduced this new requirement. Travelers are advised to use only the official Government of Canada website. The ETA was introduced as part of Canada's harmonization of its travel security with the United States. The two countries recently agreed to share entry and exit information. It means Canadians must now be a bit more careful on how long they spend in the United States.